From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Kenyan officials say Al-Shabaab militants attacked a group of police officers late Monday in the northeast of the country near the border with Somalia. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports that one officer was killed in the latest act of violence in Kenya that's blamed on the Somalia-based Islamist group.
Kenyan police officials say one police officer was killed and at least four others were injured when suspected Al-Shabaab gunmen attacked a police patrol in the areas of Fafi and Yumbis in Garissa County. Interior Ministry spokesman Mwenda Njoka told VOA the attack began when a police vehicle hit a landmine.
So some other officers came to rescue. Both the vehicle and the officers were there. There was an ambush by the militants.
In the same county last month, the Islamist militants killed 148 people, mostly students, in a day-long assault on a local university. Al-Shabaab claimed to have killed more than 20 police officers in the attack, as reported by local media. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Iraqi government says it has launched an operation to retake the western province of Anbar from Islamic State militants. The announcement came Tuesday on state television, less than 2 weeks after Islamist fighters seized the provincial capital of Ramadi. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said in an interview with the BBC Monday that Ramadi would be retaken in days. The U.S. Embassy in Bangkok says the U.S. military has begun conducting maritime surveillance flights off the west coast of Malaysia, supporting efforts to search for thousands of migrants believed to be stranded on rickety wooden boats. U.S. officials are continuing to consult with governments in the regions regarding the needs and best way the U.S. can provide humanitarian assistance. VOA News. Australia's military held 46 Vietnamese asylum seekers at sea for nearly a month and rejected their refugee claims following brief interviews, according to Australian officials Tuesday. Major General Andrew Bottrell, who oversees Australia's border security operations, told lawmakers that an Australian vessel intercepted the asylum seekers on March 20th. Following the interviews that lasted as little as 40 minutes, they were determined to not qualify for refugee protection under UN conventions. China said Tuesday that it will continue expanding its military strength further from its borders, including in disputed areas at sea. However, insisted it does not want a confrontation with any of its neighbors. In a policy paper, China's cabinet said the People's Liberation Army will shift its focus from territorial air defense to both defense and offense. It will also put greater emphasis on open seas protection. Tuesday, South Korea demanded that Japan acknowledge that Korean forced labor was used in the past at some sites that Tokyo would like added to a list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. VOA's Brian Penn reports on the controversy.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the UNESCO-nominated sites should be considered separate from the ongoing regional dispute over the atrocities committed during Japan's military occupation of Asia in the first half of the 20th century. Suga says they should not politicize this issue. South Korean and Chinese officials have voiced opposition to seven of these sites, where some 60,000 laborers from Korea and China were reportedly forced to work long hours and under dangerous conditions. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
A heat wave in India has left more than 500 people dead, and forecasters expect the punishing conditions to persist in the coming days. Most of the deaths have come in the southern states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, where the Indian Meteorological Department predicts high temperatures to exceed 40 degrees Celsius through at least the end of the month. The heat waves have produced some daily temperatures as high as 48 degrees Celsius in the past week. Hospitals are seeing a large number of patients suffering from sunstroke and dehydration, prompting officials to urge people to stay inside. The espionage trial of Washington Post reporter Jason Razian began Tuesday in Iran with proceedings closed to the public. The state-run IRNA news agency said the trial was being held in a revolutionary court. Razian was arrested last July and held for months in Iran's notorious Evin prison. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming